I was speaking about the fact that many parts of Joburg are being impacted by water outages. Joburg Water is urging residents to use water sparingly. Reservoirs have run dry due to power cuts. Two hospitals, that's the Rahima Musa and the Helen Joseph hospitals, also being impacted by this. Puleng Mopeli is the Joburg Water spokesperson. Puleng, good afternoon to you. What is the current state of play in the city of Joburg regarding water?
Good afternoon, Cindy, and to your listeners. The status is very critical. Our reservoirs, are strained and they are constrained, and we're just pleading for customers to use the water sparingly so that we can be able to sustain the little that we have in those reservoirs. And obviously, like you said, this is due to the power cuts in the past week, and obviously Rand Water having these repetitive power trips, it has impacted on the Johannesburg water infrastructure.
Puleng, how much capacity do you have at this stage? How far away are we from some serious concerns around the supply of water?
Mandy, all I can say is that our systems are very strained. Our levels are critically low. We have now some of the areas that are towers that are isolated, meaning that we are not pumping out to the residents because we are trying to build capacity from the little that we're getting from rainwater. So pumps at our Linden Tower has been isolated. Pumps at the Watervar, Constantia, Florida North, they are also isolated due to leaky supply from the bulk supplier.
Puleng, is this the new normal? Are we accepting water shedding now just like we do with electricity? You know, is this what we need to learn to live with?
Unfortunately, with the systems that are there in place, we can only do the best that we can. Hence, we are also providing water tankers to these areas that are affected by this water cut with water tankers. That's what we are doing. I know that most people would say, but then the bulk dam is at a favorable level. But then we also need to consider that if the bulk supplier's infrastructure is severely strained, we also take the knock.
Load shedding is not ending anytime soon. We know this. So what is the plan going forward for you? How are you going to deal with this if this continues even longer? You say we can only do the bit that we can. What else can you do?
It's quite a tricky one, Mandy. But what we're doing is that Rand Water yesterday released a statement, I think, that they will be restricting some of the meters. It means that we also need to restrict. So for residents who still have water, we will be minimizing the pressure to customers. So they will not get a full pressure as per normal until rainwater systems are at least at 60%. They are currently sitting at 43%.
Puleng, just lastly, the two hospitals, Rahima Musa and Helen Joseph, what's being done to ensure that they get proper water supply?
Those are our critical customers, so they are prioritized and they have been provided daily with water tankers to make sure that they do have supply.
Okay, Puleng, thank you very much. Puleng Mopeli, Joburg Water spokesperson. Sure, that does not leave me with a great deal of comfort. And I'm sure that if you are in those areas that are being affected by those ongoing water cuts and just the general instability, we know that this is an impact of load shedding because the pumps are not working. It's also the impact of maintenance and not having proper infrastructure. But this is serious. She says that the capacity is really constrained. She says the situation is very, very serious. She also said they're doing the little bit that they can about it. Sure, let me know what you think about that. Send me a WhatsApp voice note.